The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM, I'm Matt, and once again I'm joined on the line by Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. That means we are here to talk films on At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Brett, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Yeah. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Yeah, there's colds and stuff around, so I've been down with a bit of a cold, but back in here and rocking it.
Look at you, no cold's going to hold you down, brother.
Hey, man, that's right. What about yourself, Brett?
I'm dodging all the sicknesses, you know, I'm just Rocky over here, dodging. Well, I guess he didn't dodge anything. He kind of got punched in the face, but I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay, all right. He just took it, but yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk films, cinema. For a start, you had the advanced screening with the Q&A for Pike River. How was that?
It was great. We sold it out, and everyone in the audience seemed to love the movie. And there was a bit of a snafu, though, where the director and Anna Osborne and Sonny Rockhouse, who the movie's about, were supposed to do the Q&A, but the weather events kind of got them blocked up. But we were able to scramble and get them on the screen and do a Zoom call, and we were handing a phone around so people could ask some questions. So we made it work in the end, and everyone seemed really happy, and the movie really touched them because it's a really meaningful movie. So it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. Well done for that, because, the weather was kind of atrocious, and I didn't think about the fact that you may have that problem, but well done, and go the power of the internet.
That's right. And that was the same day where, like, it seemed like all of South Island lost their power for, like, the morning, you know? So the day was pure chaos. Like, there was power in the building until right before we opened, and then we were, like, running around trying to get everything to work.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Good. All right. And that movie is out for official release this week. Is that right?
That's right. And I also wanted to say, because a lot of cinemas around the country got an opportunity to do the advanced screenings over the weekend. And good old Nelson, we were number one in the country for Pike River.
Yeah.
So thank you, Nelson, for showing up. And if you didn't get to see it over the weekend, it is now officially out, and we're screening it a good 4 to 5 times a day.
Okay, nice. And you can check out the trailer if you don't know much about the film. Recommend checking out the trailer. Everybody in New Zealand should hopefully by now have heard about the Pike River mine disaster, and you can, find out a bit more about it through this movie. So,
I'll also say, because the movie is, like, obviously about the Pike River situation, but, like, it does tend to focus on Anna Osborne and Sonia Rockhouse as they were trying to kind of get justice for, you know, trying to get the mines open and everything.
Yeah.
But we were lucky enough that this weekend, Mad Men's the company that gives us the movie. They're giving us a book that does an even deeper dive into specifically the Pike River mines that we're doing a giveaway for over the weekend as well. So if you watch the movie this weekend and you find it, you know, really fascinating and want to learn more about what happened, you could also win a book that deep dives into it as well. So this is a good weekend to check it out if you haven't seen it yet.
Brilliant. Okay, and you can book tickets online or head down to the cinema, talk to the wonderful smiley people, and get yourself in there.
That's right.
Yes. All right, so Pike River kicking off officially this week. What else have you got coming up?
All right, I think we'll pivot to something a bit more less depressing. There's a kids movie coming out called A Paw Patrol Christmas, which if you have kids, I don't need to explain Paw Patrol to you. They're little animated dogs, just, you know, solving minor misdemeanors around Adventure Bay, the town they live in.
Yeah.
But in this story, Santa Claus, he gets sick, and he can't get the presents out to all the little pups in Adventure Bay. And old Mayor Humdinger, the big bad villain there, he's gotten wind that old Santa can't get out there. So he tries to sneak to Santa's house in the North Pole and steal all the gifts for himself.
Ooh.
So, you know what? We got to send the old Paw Patrol out there to put a stop to this. And that is Paw Patrol Christmas.
Wicked. Of course. What else can I say? It looks very cute.
It does, yeah. And again, if you have any kid under the age of 5, you're going to be well aware of what Paw Patrol is. So they'll be hyped for this. So it's a good movie to, you know, if you just need to get the kids out of the house this weekend and start getting them into that Christmas spirit a little bit, even though Halloween's just happening. this is a good movie to take them to.
Good. I've got to say, looking at the poster, they all seem to have weirdly manic grins on their faces.
Yeah, they're, you know, I'm still just, you know, I'm all about it, whatever, yeah, good kids movie. But it's literally coming out on Halloween, and I don't know why that rubs me the wrong way. Whatever, yes, yeah. It's a good kids movie to get your kids out of the house with this weekend.
Definitely. So, again, you can check out the trailer, maybe play it to your kids, get them really hyped up for it. Now, because it is a Paw Patrol Christmas, I'm assuming it could be around for a while.
As long as kids show up, we'll keep screening it, you know? So, yeah. And what I will say, the good thing about these kind of real kid-friendly movies, it's only about an hour and 7 minutes long. Because sometimes, you know, it feels like after about an hour, kids, like, it doesn't matter what's going on the screen. They just want to, like, run and get out of there.
Yeah.
So I think it's timed perfectly to take your little one out.
Brilliant. And a very friendly rating on this one, then?
It's an R16, though, so you have to get your kids to stack up on each other and wear big trench coats. No, it's G-rated. Definitely straight up for the kids.
Awesome. Cool. And plenty of chances to catch that over the next week or so?
We got one on in the morning, one on kind of early afternoon, so you can either catch it at 10:30 or 4 p.m.
Okay.
Because it's kind of not one of those movies where you're going to take your kids out at like 8 o'clock at night. So we've got them in the morning for you.
All right. I was kind of thinking that, man, imagine if there was an 8:30 screening, but no.
I mean, cool parents would do it, but, you know, the responsible ones wouldn't do it, so we'll cater to them.
That's right. All right, check it out online. That is Paw Patrol Christmas, very kid-friendly screening down at State Cinemas. Okay, so far, we've got Pike River Mine, we've got Paw Patrol Saving Christmas. Where can we possibly go next?
I think we need just a good little chuckle next. So we got a movie called Good Fortune coming out, which the plot does kind of make me laugh. So Keanu Reeves stars like a guardian angel in this, but they refer to him kind of as the budget guardian angel. Like, all he's doing is kind of following people who are texting and driving and making sure they don't die. So he's like real low-level guardian angel stuff. But one of the guys he's guardianing, or is the guardian for, he's just like sort of like he does odd jobs for a real rich socialite. So he's just kind of broke down on his luck, hates his life. So Keanu Reeves tries to step in and try to teach this guy a lesson. And what he does is swap their lives around. So now the poor guy is the rich guy, the rich guy is the poor guy. And he does this so that the rich guy, you know, the guy that he just swapped, can learn, you know, money's not everything.
Right.
The only problem is he really loves money. It actually fixes all of his problems, and he doesn't want to go back. So he doesn't learn his lesson. And the only way Keanu Reeves can retain being a guardian angel is that guy has to learn a lesson. So the whole movie is Keanu Reeves trying to get Aziz Ansari to learn that money's not that big of a deal. But Aziz really loves money. So it's a weird plot, but yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a guardian angel story gone amiss. You know?
Yeah. I did see the trailer for it and I was like, woo. First of all, go Keanu Reeves. I think anything he's in has got a little bit of class.
You know, it'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. He's such a likable character. And a good, strong lineup.
Yeah, it's got Aziz Ansari, Seth Rogen, Kiki Palmer, Sandra Oh, Keanu Reeves. It's got a really good cast, a really funny premise as well. And, this is Aziz Ansari's first kind of movie that he's written and directed, so it's kind of cool to see his directorial debut as well.
Yeah. Okay, Good Fortune. It does sound like some nice, easygoing fun.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see. It seems like we haven't had just like a good comedy in a while. It always seems like if there's a funny movie, it's also like a drama, or it's also a sci-fi movie that has laughs in it. This one's just trying to be a comedy movie. That's it. It's not, you know, trying to be anything else, and I'm hoping it does well so we can get just more straight-up comedies again.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. It's called Good Fortune. So what rating is on it, and is it screening plenty O times?
Yeah, it's an in for mature, for a bit of offensive language, sexual references, and drug use, and you can catch it about 3 times a day.
Nice. All right. Once again, if you want to see more, check out the website statecinemas.co.nz. You can even check out, you know, just if you're just a little bit, interested, curious, heading into town thinking maybe I'll go check out the movies, see if there's seats still available. Very, very simple on the State Cinemas website.
And definitely watch the trailer because I think it took me a paragraph to explain what you can watch in 30 seconds on a trailer and be like, oh, okay, I get the plot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I made that way more long-winded than it needed to be.
Okay, good advice. Yeah. Statecinemas.co.nz is the website for that one. So, yes, plenty of screenings for that one. Should be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, definitely looks like a good bit of fun there.
Yep.
Next, we'll move on to another, we'll call it a dramedy.
Okay.
It's the new film from Yorgos Lanthimos, who he did Poor Things, Killing of a Sacred Deer, The Lobster. Yeah. He's a very, like, avant-garde, strange director, and this movie doesn't look any different. It's called Begonia, and it follows these two young guys who are just, like, conspiracy theory obsessed, and they seemed really convinced that this big CEO of a company that's sort of like Amazon, just this billionaire, they're like, the only way that this person could be real is if they're an alien. It's you know, determined to destroy Earth. Yeah. So these guys kidnap the CEO and try to get her to admit that she's an alien. She's not. She's just a rich person, and these are just two weird dudes.
Yeah.
But that's the plot of the movie.
Wow.
Kidnap CEO with these two weird conspiracy theorist guys, and she's trying to get out, and they're trying to convince her that she is an alien. Yeah.
Right, that's good, because I did watch the trailer, although I've got to say I was slightly distracted at the time, and I finished it and I went, I'm not sure what that's about.
That's every Yorgos movie. But they're usually like, I mean, there is always something going on, but they're the kind of movies that you sort of have to watch like 3 or 4 times. Yeah. And probably watch like an analysis video on YouTube afterwards. There's always like a lot going on that you sort of have to scan the screen and sort of absorb and think through to, I think, get the full message. That tends to be his kind of movies.
Yes. All right. And old Emma Stone. Now, she was in, what was that last one that was massive?
Poor Things and Kinds of Kindness.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So was Jesse Plemons. So this sort of seemed to be his new kind of go-to cast. You know, anytime you see a Yorgos movie, it's probably going to have Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons in it.
Yeah. Good. I got to say, I think they're quite a good combination. Yes.
Oh, they're both great actors. There's always really good acting in his movies. And like I said, they're thinkers, these movies. You gotta really pay attention to what's going on. So they're I think definitely for like the cinephiles really get into his movies, because there's just a lot going on and they're really unconventional.
Yeah. And wicked font. There you go.
It is. That font. The whole poster is bonkers too. Yeah. It looks like Emma Stone's bald with like honey on her face with some weird alien font. Looks like a trip, this movie.
Yeah, it certainly does. If you want to know more, I think that you've explained it pretty well, considering I watched the trailer and was unsure, but fill it out a little bit more. Check out the trailer as well. So what sort of rating is on this one, Brett, and how often is it screening down at State Cinemas?
Yeah, it's an R16 for graphic violence, cruelty, offensive language, and suicide. And if you've seen any of his other movies, like, they do tend to be abruptly hyper-violent and then strange right afterwards. So just be prepared that it is probably going to be a gut punch at certain points.
Sure thing.
But yeah, you can catch it twice a day, either 3:30 p.m. or 8:30 p.m.
All right. I think I'll definitely check that one out. Begonia. Is that like a plant? Isn't a begonia a plant?
I think it seems like there's a lot of like bee references in there. So I'm wondering, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And the honey things.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Check it out on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. We're certainly covering a strange selection of movies.
That's right. And I'll go stranger yet again. We've got one more to go. And it's a Malayalam language movie. So it's called Dee's Array.
Yeah.
And this one was tricky because, like, some of these Bollywood movies we get, there exists like no plot for them, and you just kind of have to watch the trailer and make sense of it. But from what I can gather, it has this kind of affluent guy who's just moved into a house, and guess what? It's haunted. And as he goes on, it seems like he maybe gets drawn into another spooky world. So it's a Malayalam, just good home haunted house story. Which usually it feels like when we get these Indian movies, they tend to be like really bombastic action flicks. So I'm kind of interested to see, it looks like a lower budget, more intimate kind of horror film, which you don't really see very often. So I'm intrigued with this one.
Yeah. Okay. It looks, it's not something I would have picked. haunted-y.
I mean, it's a good Halloween movie, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure.
When I was digging into it, because I like just couldn't find anything else, I guess that Dee's Array is like a poem that has to do with like spirits and getting trapped into a spirit world. So I have a feeling, you know, that's going on underneath this new house he lives in.
Okay.
But I don't know. You have to watch it and find out.
Ooh, yeah. It's a Latin phrase, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I was really trying to get into the, you know, I'm trying to find something to talk about with this movie, figure out what it's about so you guys can know about it. But there was like no plot.
Okay.
So I was really digging, trying to figure out things about it.
Yeah. But definitely something different than the other Malayalam movies you have screened recently.
Yeah, that's right. Like it looks, I'm just so used to these looking bombastic and there's like musical numbers, whereas this just looks, really interesting. There's no musical numbers. It's just like a straight up horror movie, but it looks like a really strong performance in there. So it does look interesting. It's worth, please check out the trailer. And if you do need a spooky movie to watch, this one could be an offbeat one to check out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, something completely different for Halloween.
Hmm. And with it being an Indian movie, though, we don't have the rating officially yet, but this one's most likely going to be an R16. Yep. And you can catch it either on Friday or Sunday at 8:10 p.m.
Okay. Latest Malayalam offering from State Cinemas down in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. So you've definitely, covered a selection of films. Now, is there anything coming up maybe that you want to let us know about?
Yeah. I'll tease a thing and then I'll got one more thing to talk to you guys about. I think the much anticipated second half of Wicked is it's coming out November 20th, and we've already got tickets up for sale on Wednesday the 19th for that. So a night before screening for Wicked for Good. And that was like a phenomenon. The movie was a monster hit. But much like the Broadway play, the first movie just covers up until the intermission point. And then if you're watching the play, you know, you go and buy your $30 drinks, walk around for 10 minutes, and then you come back and watch the second half. This is the second half that is coming out on November 20th.
Wow. Okay. Now, I imagine there'll be some people beating down the door for this one because the original one was so popular.
That's right. I was getting so many messages that we just went ahead and we were able to work out getting it a night before the actual official release date, which we're in New Zealand, so it's kind of like two nights before because we're in the future here. And but on Wednesday, November 19th at 6 p.m., you can already get your tickets for it now.
Wicked. Ha! See what I did there?
Hey, buttum.
All right, Wicked for Good. And the team managed to get a day early, which is pretty cool. Get in there and Skype to all your overseas friends.
I'll close out on one thing.
Yeah.
We are officially starting the British and Irish Film Festival today. Ooh. If you're listening to this on Thursday. So with that, there's 23 different films from, the UK and Ireland that you can check out. And they got really good stuff in there. Like The Coral's getting a lot of buzz around it. We've got The North, Spinal Tattoos. And there's a lot of good movies, 23 different movies you can check out. And it officially starts today. And on top of that, we have another 20 movies that are just in our normal rotation. So if you put all that together, just this week alone, we are playing 43 different movies.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So like I always say, screw Netflix. Burn it down. We've got variety. We've got it all here. And we've got a way bigger screen than what you got at home with the best sound system around. So, pop on our website and see what we got to offer.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And you can check them out very, very easily through the website, which is statecinemas.co.nz. Check out whether there are seats available for the films that are coming up and maybe book some now. Don't miss out.
Yeah, definitely a Wicked. That one in particular, I think, is going to be a big one. So get in there now and get those tickets.
Yeah.
I know we got like 3 weeks left, but don't drag your feet on this one.
No.
Get in there quick if you want some good seats.
Yeah, cool. Lots of stuff happening down at State Cinemas, Nelson's independent cinema in Trafalgar Street, Nelson, where we've been joined by the ever capable Brett. Yeah, letting us know what's happening. He's the man who's working away in the background, squeezing so many films onto so many screens. It always amazes me, my friend, always amazes me. Well done.
Yeah, we're working hard for you guys here, and yes, I am much like Wizard of Oz. I am the man behind the curtain, but I do poke out every once in a while. So feel free to give me a high five. I'm the weird bearded American that's just sort of sulking around the building.
There you go.
So yeah,
brilliant. Anything you want to add very quickly before we wrap this one up, Brett?
No, like I said, we've got 43 different movies. Come on, guys. Yeah. We got tons going on. So I expect to see you all out here this weekend.
Absolutely. Look, that is more films than some of the smaller old school video shops used to have in them. So, whew.
That's right. We don't mess around here, you know. We're all about variety.
That's right. Okay, Brett, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again same time next week for another At the Flicks.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.